Is there a victory here? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now that the American flag has been lowered in Baghdad, did we achieve President Bush's goals?
A country that is democratic, representative of all its people, and able to defend itself.
In London, Sabah al-Mukhtar, chairman of the Arab Lawyers Association, says we did the opposite.
Iraq was a secular state. It's now a parliament which has more turbaned men in it than even in Iran. Iran is in control of Iraq.
And in fact, he says it was better under Saddam.
It was a dictatorship, but there was a state. People could walk in the street. People could go to school. People didn't get killed.
So, war is complicated. And in this case, victory is complicated. So complicated that President Obama, addressing the troops at Fort Bragg, didn't call it victory.
All the fighting, now all the dying, the bleeding, and the building, and the training, and the partnering, all of it has led to this moment of success.
He called it a moment of success. But there is one victory here. Most Americans now see the Iraq War as a mistake. It's true. President Obama himself saw it as a mistake. But yesterday, the president was at Fort Bragg to welcome the troops home, and I don't know of anybody who doesn't share that sentiment. As a country, we are saying, welcome home, and I think we mean it. So, whether or not Iraq is better off, at least here in America, we've gotten through a bad war without blaming the people who followed orders. It hasn't always been that way, and there is at least some victory in that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.